Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thanks, Scott. And you?
I'm doing excellent. I was just, before we started the podcast, we were just discussing my hair, and I was telling Martin that since I've been on the Exula and some of the magnesium products, I have noticed a small patch of dry, flaky scalp has become vibrant and not itchy and healing. I can't see it because it's behind my ear, but according to my fiance, it's decreasing in size rapidly. So,
there it is.
The products are working. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's working. Well, and you know what you have there is, you know, dry, flaky skin typically is a sign of inner inflammation, inner oxidative damage, and inner toxicity. Of course, it reflects itself on the surface because your body pushes toxins outward.
Right.
It protects its organs at the peril of all the other things. And the skin, of course, it's a dumping ground for many things.
Right. So
actually, you know what? That's why people lose their hair when they go into chemotherapy, because you're poisoning the body at such a fast rate that the body just tries to push those toxins out, and it just totally poisons the hair follicles, and it all just dumps.
Wow. Yeah.
It's, but anyway.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's just amazing and how soft my hair is, and just my fiance likes putting her hands through my hair now, and it's just...
Look at those fringe benefits you get from
those fringe benefits, that's right.
Oh, dear.
So last time, Martin, you teased us all talking about something called the Star Chamber. And
oh,
I'm not
yes.
going to let you get away with that. It's the next podcast. We all want to know what it is. So tell us a little bit about this thing.
Yeah, this one is well worth talking about. The Star Chamber is a name that Jim Carter picked to call the organ or the energy, life force, life energy accumulation device that he created.
Wow.
There have been so many names given to this life force, you know, that this force is opposite or behaves in an opposite way to electromagnetism. The electromagnetic energy is explosive. Argon is implosive. The electromagnetic is conducted by metals like silver and copper, and the argon is blocked by those. The electricity is blocked by quartz and mica and other crystals like that, and the argon energy is conducted and handed over by those.
Interesting.
So Jim Carter, when he started investigating this ancient artifact that was handed to him back in the early 70s, maybe late 60s, I don't remember the exact date. It was that stone given to him that came with the only instruction. This is liquid sunshine, and it will change the structure of water. And he spent years, many, many, many years, trying to figure out how to duplicate that. You know, when I was in Jim Carter's office back in 2002, I think it was, he handed me this artifact. And since I do dowsing, I held it and I asked it to tell me how old it was. And, you know, using a pendulum, I just said, okay, are you older than 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, whatever years? And it told me it was exactly 4,564 years old, which would put it right about the time of Moses or right. thereabouts.
Wow.
Anyway, it was an ordinary looking thing, you know, it was something about the size of your hand. And it was looking ceramic-like, and I asked it what it was for, and it told me that it was a water structuring device, and it would have been used in the bottom of storage vessels to keep the liquids that were stored in it at an optimal state. And indeed, you know, Carter went on trying to duplicate the technology, and he figured it out. He found a crystal. He calls it the laminar crystal. And this crystal has been the basis of the energy charging that we do with the Twilight America products. How's that for starters?
That's very cool.
So anyway, Carter created a place that he named Star Chamber. Actually, Dr. Shealy in Springfield, Missouri, has also, well, Carter built one for him, and Shealy has been using it to treat people. in his rejuvenation practice. And that's what this is about. When you return the life force, or when you charge the human being with a lot of this life force, they feel rejuvenated. I can't come up with a different word. I went and experienced it back in 2002.
So tell us a little bit about your experience with it, Martin.
Yeah. It's quite straightforward, you know. It's a spa setting where you have two beds and a bathtub. And the first bed was bed of black crystal, very magnetic crystal, where I'd lay down for half an hour. And then the bathtub, which was filled with magic water. And we can explain the Twilight America magic water in detail, but it's essentially water that has been charged with these crystals to change the water structure so that the water is supremely hydrating to the human body. And then after half an hour in the tub, I was put on the laminar crystal for about an hour. And there I lay, and it was just like, you know, the bun in the oven, really. I mean, I just was processed through this star chamber, you know, it took about 2.5 hours going through it. So I had plenty of time to relax. And when I came out of it, it felt like I was walking about 8 inches off the floor, you know.
Right.
I was light. I was just filled with optimism and joy and just ready to take on anything. And here's the interesting thing. After I came back, you know, there was a 5-day business trip. I came back, and the folks that I used to have a lunch with a group once a week, every week. And several came up to me and saying, "My gosh, what did you do? You're looking so good." So, you know, they couldn't help but notice that I was definitely much improved when I came back. And it felt that way, you know, like I felt like I could do anything.
Excellent, excellent.
Of course, you know, stupid man as I am, I used all that excess energy to work. I stayed up past midnight and got up early and worked long hours. And sure enough, 6 weeks later, I was pretty much to where I was before I went to that session. Essentially, I had an excess of energy, and I lived it off. So, you know, this spa in fact, since that time, Jim Carter passed on. He died a year ago in November. And so since that time, we have started making the Star Chamber available to any spa owner that wants to have it. And we've also started making available a home version of the spa, a smaller, lighter, more affordable setup. Because we're selling the spa professional version for $20,000 and the domestic for $5,000.
Cool.
Anyway, so there I was feeling like $1 million and continuing to make sure that people are able to get their hands on these Twilight America products, because they can indeed bring some of this energy into their own hands, into their own home. One time, Scott?
Yeah, I think that sounds like something everybody would like.
You have some of it, sorry to say. You know that magic oil that you've been using on the back of your head, in your hair?
Yes.
That is a product that is made in the Star Chamber. It has the life force energy programmed into the water and makes the magnesium that this magic oil contains much more absorbable to the human body.
Oh, interesting. So we've been talking a little bit about some of the byproducts of the Star Chamber without even knowing about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, much of what we sell is based on the energy or energetic treatment and energy medicine and energized water. And we've been talking about that since the beginning of these podcasts in different ways. When you change the structure of water for the better or for the worse, you affect the body's ability to utilize whatever that product contains. And the best example of this has been at the work of Dr. Emoto.
I was just going to bring that up because last night, Marianne and I were watching for the second or third time, What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yes.
And
a wonderful movie.
Yeah, and of course it talks a lot about the work of Dr. Emoto. Yeah. And every time I see those pictures of the water crystals, it just reminds me again and again and again to, you know, be very careful about the thoughts that I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we could expand on that. But let's start with water. When you run water through the industrial processing that we give it, you know, metal pipes and concrete pipes and plastic pipes at sharp angles, it just gets programmed with memories that are not life-supporting. And the water really, it will hydrate, but it will not, well, I should say it will irrigate, but it will not hydrate. Meaning this, when the water is large cluster water, this could be a long conversation trying to explain without pictures how the relationships of water molecules in a badly structured water work. But essentially, the water that's processed in an industrial process gets to be in fairly large clusters, clumping together, sort of like if you see a group of kindergarten children walking on a street holding hands,
mm-hmm.
they're holding hands, all 20 of them, all at the same time. You can't separate one from the other, and it's a large clump. But your cells, when they want to take in water for cellular hydration, they can only do it one cell at a time. So before your body can utilize that water, it needs to break up all of those bonds, separate the kids from one another. And that's what these products that we have do. They erase the water structures from the water itself.
Nice. And so they put it into a structure that we can use better in our bodies.
Yes. Yeah. Essentially, the clustering that's there is removed. A lot of people have been calling the energized water clustered water or structured water. But that's really a misnomer because it should be called declustered and unstructured.
Right. Which is the way it is naturally running down the streams, right?
Yeah, well, when the water first condenses, like dew on the leaves of plants in the morning, it's come out of individual molecules of water vapor in its gaseous state and just condensed into a liquid, and it has minimal clusters in there.
Right.
And water like that will form those gorgeous symmetrical hexagonal shapes that Dr. Emoto was photographing.
Right, right.
It's the water that has been badly programmed. It will create malformed or downright amorphous, just glob-like structures. They don't look like a proper snowflake.
Right, yeah. And that's the choice of a beautiful entity coming in the form of water or an ugly blobby thing that...
So that blobby thing is hard to absorb to the human body and does not support the structures that our body is supposed to create. Or it at least demands extra energy for the body to deal with that. So that's why, for instance, you're told that you need to drink 8 glasses of water. Well, that would be 8 glasses of industrial water. You only need about 3 glasses of good structured water.
Oh, okay. And so things like the ADR4, that would restructure the water.
That's right. That's one of those ways where we can help structure the water properly.
Yeah, we spoke a lot about that in one of our earlier podcasts.
That's correct. And so these Twilight America devices, they do the same thing. We have the laminar crystal, and we have it available in a pillow, you know, that's about 1.5 pounds of that crystal. Or we have it available in these ceramic devices we call crystal pearls and crystal cupcakes. And the pearls are mostly used for water structuring. You know, you can take these pearls and put them in water bottles or wherever you keep your drinking water. And the cupcakes are mostly used in energy work, people who do massages or other physical therapies, they would be using them on your body. Or
right.
You can actually carry one in your pocket if you want. And it helps structure the water inside your body.
In fact, that's interesting. So even if we had taken the industrial water, it's all clumpy, we had one of these things on our person, it might work to restructure that water as it flows through our bodies?
Certainly, yeah. Because, of course, the blood will circulate all the way around. In fact, all of your blood runs through your body about 5 times a minute. I mean, it's a huge amount of liquid that keeps running around.
Right. Well, we're about 80% water, I think.
As well. That's right. So, for instance, I've had several guys who have had problems with their prostate and used the cupcake by sitting on it, you know, like a chicken would sit on an egg, and allowing that energy to radiate out into the area where their prostate is and dissolve the energy blockages that exist there and help things to normalize. Next thing you know, their function is returned to normal. And that's pretty exciting to a man who can't go and, I guess I'm not going to get too graphic.
Well, as a 50-year-old, I'm very interested in knowing more about that, let me tell you.
Well, I tell you, if you are not able to have a proper open urine stream when you go, it's awfully frustrating. And I think it's about 35% of men over 50 who are suffering from enlarged prostate. And this energetic treatment does help. At least, the number of people that have bought it for this purpose, they all have been happy with it.
All right, that's really important. So the crystal cupcake, there's a number of different styles and sizes that people can get. They can get it at the life-enthusiast.com website, just looking under the Twilight America brands of, and right?
Yes, that's where you'd find it.
And that's really
So you can bring a little piece of that starch chamber technology into your home.
Yeah.
But hey, if there is a spa owner listening to this podcast that would like to have a rejuvenation station installed in their clinic, this is your chance. Contact us. You can help people by the thousands to reverse the aging process. It's quite significant.
Wow. So if a spa owner wanted to get a hold of you, Martin, what would be the best way to do that?
Well, www.life-enthusiast.com. Look up our phone number and call us.
Okay. Excellent. Well, that's absolutely been fascinating. And one of the things that I always enjoy is the fact that everything we talk about are things that you or I have personally experienced, as opposed to what we think theoretically might work one day if you did it absolutely perfectly, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to say thank you very much again, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you've got lots going on, and sharing all this great information with our listeners and myself. We really appreciate it. So if you want to listen to previous podcasts that we've done in this series, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. If you have any questions for Martin or any comments about the podcast, you can leave them there. If you're interested in learning more about the Star Chamber devices, we'll have a link to the pages on the podcast page, and also you'll be able to get to them at www.life-enthusiast.com. So until next time, this is Scott Patton saying goodbye. And Martin, any last words?
Oh, yes. Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.